Close your eyes and imagine a realm where blocks build dreams. Towering castles of imagination, where children laugh in pixelated meadows. This is Roblox, a universe of endless play, home to 70 million young souls each day. But beneath the colorful code, shadows stir, whispers of danger hidden in chat boxes and private servers. Tonight, we drift into a story of one man's quiet crusade against those shadows. A tale that unfolded in the summer of 2025, when a predator hunter, a hero named Schlepp, stepped into the light and was cast out. In this digital Eden, our whispers will follow a girl named Lila. She's 12, with freckles like scattered stars and a laugh that bubbles up like fizzy soda. Lila's room glows with the blue light of her tablet. Posters of cartoon heroes curling at the edges on her walls. Every evening, as the real world tucks itself into bed, she slips into Roblox, a place where she's not just Lila, but Luna Fox, builder of sky-high obbies and collector of sparkly pets. Tonight, like so many nights, she logs in. The loading screen swirls, promising adventure. Welcome back, Luna Fox. It chimes. Her heart flutters. Little does she know, in the vast grid of servers, not all friends wear friendly skins. Let us begin, well, at the beginning, where the code was pure and the blocks boundless. Roblox launched in 2006, a sandbox for the imagination crafted by a small team in San Mateo, California. What started as a quirky experiment, think Lego meets the internet, ballooned into a behemoth. By 2025, it's not just a game. It's an economy, a social hub, a second skin for kids worldwide. 70 million log in daily, 60% under 13. They build, they battle, they befriend. Parents see it as harmless fun. Go play, sweetie, mommy's making dinner. But in those chat bubbles, popping like soap suds, lurk the serpents. The grooming doesn't roar in like a monster from a horror tale. It slithers, soft as a whisper. Predators, adults with twisted appetites, don't announce themselves with red flags waving. They blend. They offer gifts. A handful of Robux, that glittering in-game currency worth real dollars. Hey, kiddo, want some free pets? Just DM me your age or a pic to say thanks. It's innocent at first. A virtual high five. Then it shifts. You're so mature for 12. Tell me about your day. Off Roblox? Maybe on Discord? It's safer there. Safer. The word hangs like fog. Real whispers from the void tell us this isn't fantasy. In July 2025, a North Carolina family filed suit against Roblox and Discord, claiming their 13-year-old daughter was lured from a simple obby game into private chats, where an adult escalated to explicit demands. The girl, we'll call her Sarah to shield her from the spotlight, thought it was friendship. The predator, a 34-year-old from Raleigh, used Roblox's open servers to scout, friending dozens of kids daily, trading tips in hidden forums on how to dodge moderation. By the time her parents discovered the logs, the damage echoed. Nightmares, therapy sessions, a shattered trust in screens. And Sarah's story? It's one thread in a tangled web. That same month, Louisiana's attorney general sued Roblox Corporation itself, alleging the platform knowingly harbored havens for predators. The complaint detailed over a dozen cases. Adults posing as teens, offering virtual swords or rare hats in exchange for trust exercises, photos, voice chats, meetup hints. One defendant, a Baton Rouge software engineer, had messaged 142 minors in 6 months. His avatar, a cartoon wolf with a sly grin. Roblox's AI filters caught phrases like send nudes, but nuanced lures. You're my favorite player? Wanna be secret besties? Those slipped through. Ghosts in the machine. Back in her room, Lila, our Luna Fox, races through a neon-lit racetrack. Her avatar, a fluffy fox with rainbow tails. The server buzzes. 20 players, avatars darting like fireflies. GG, she types after a win, her fingers flying. A new friend request pops up. Shadow Builder 42. His profile, a sleek black robot. Bio reading, Pro Builder 14, love epic forts. Lila hesitates, thumb hovering. Mom's voice drifts from downstairs. Bed in 10, hun. She accepts. Why not? He's just like her.
What's up, Luna? Cool fox skin. I got a private server. Want to build something huge? Free Robux if you join.
The message glows invitingly. Lila's eyes widen.
Robux?
She's been saving for weeks. She types back.
Sure, what's your Discord?
Into this veiled garden came Schlepp. Not a knight in armor, but a young creator with a screen and a sting. His real name is Michael, 22 years old, with a mop of dark hair that falls over eyes sharpened by old scars. Schlepp wasn't born a hunter. He was forged in the fire of survival. As a kid on Roblox, back when the blocks were chunkier, the chats wilder, he was groomed. A well-known developer on the platform sent him explicit images and violent material, pressuring him into harmful situations that culminated in a suicide attempt. His mother reported it to Roblox at the time, but the company took no action until years later, when the developer was finally banned after issues surfaced on another platform. That betrayal lingered, a ghost in his code, driving him to act where the platform wouldn't. By 2024, that boy had grown into a YouTuber, his channel, A Quiet Rebellion. Better call Schlepp, the banner reads, a nod to justice with a digital twist. Over 2 million subscribers tune in for his streams. Not gore or gotchas, but methodical unmaskings. He and his team create decoy accounts posing as minors, avatars, like tween characters in baggy jeans and hoodies, luring predators who initiate explicit messaging before agreeing to real-world meetups. They let suspects send unprompted, incriminating statements, then hand evidence, chat logs, timestamps, IP traces, to law enforcement, often coordinating with groups like Predator Poachers led by Alex Rosen and EDP Watch with YouTuber Gideon. No mobs or doxing, just facts fueling official action. Schlepp has partnered with the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and even the Arkansas Police Department, who have publicly thanked him for tips leading to interventions. Schlepp's operations have led to 6 arrests of alleged predators over the past year, with evidence gathered from Roblox interactions. In one documented case, a 21-year-old man was arrested after 2 months of grooming a decoy he met on Roblox. shifting chats to Discord for explicit messages and arranging an in-person meeting where police were waiting. Another operation, featured in the video Roblox Predator Gets Arrested, captured a suspect's confrontation and arrest after similar escalation from in-game lures to real-world plans. These stings, coordinated with law enforcement, highlight patterns where predators use Roblox to scout, befriend, and escalate, often trading explicit material for Robux or virtual items. Of the 6 arrests, 1 did not result in charges, but the others advanced toward prosecution, with 2 cases heading toward plea agreements as of late August 2025. Schlepp's videos, like those detailing these catches, have drawn millions of views, sparking discussions in parent forums about the need for better platform safeguards. Lila's screen glows brighter now, the private server loading with a satisfying thud. Shadow Builder 42's robot avatar waves. Tools at the ready.
This way, Luna. Let's make a castle no one's ever seen.
They stack blocks, laughter emoji flooding the chat. An hour slips by. Then...
You're awesome. How old are you? I got extra Robux from my birthday. Want some? Just tell me a secret first.
Lila pauses, fox ears twitching in pixels. Secret? Like her favorite color? She types.
I like the color blue. I'm 12.
A pause on his end. Then.
Cool, same age almost. Hey, Roblox chat gets glitchy. Want to switch to my Discord? Safer for real talks.
Her thumb hovers again. The rain outside her window taps insistently, a reminder of the world beyond the glow. Downstairs, the house creaks empty. Mom's asleep.
Okay.
She whispers to the screen, clicking the link. The app opens, a new icon blooming. Shadow Builder 42, now Alex, sends a wolf emoji.
Welcome to the real fun.
The hunter's net tightened, but the garden fought back. Schlepp's collaborations extended to Chris Hansen, the veteran host of To Catch a Predator, who announced in August 2025 a partnership for a documentary series exposing Roblox's child safety failures. Drawing from Schlepp's 6 arrests, many involving predators who used the platform to trade explicit material for in-game currency, the project aimed to highlight systemic gaps, with Hansen stating it built on Schlepp's work with Predator Poachers and EDP Watch. The announcement, amid the ban fallout, drew widespread media coverage and furthered political scrutiny, including statements from Representative Ro Khanna, urging Roblox to enhance protections. But towers topple swiftly. In August 2025, Schlepp's accounts vanished without warning. The message was stark, permanently terminated. Violations, simulated child endangerment, unauthorized investigations, and vigilante interference. Then came the envelope, thick with legalese. A cease and desist letter from Roblox's legal team demanding that he cease depictions of their platform and retract his previous statements or face litigation. Live on his stream, Schlepp held it up to the camera, his voice steady with disbelief.
They ban the reporters and ignore the reports.
Fury flooded X in an instant. the hashtag #FreeSchlepp surged to millions of mentions, while petitions demanding his reinstatement and better child safety measures eclipsed 100,000 signatures and climbed toward a million more, backed by U.S. Congressman Ro Khanna himself. Creators and parents bolted to his defense. Screenshots surfaced everywhere, proof of ignored reports on MAP bios, that insidious code for minor attracted persons, while Schlepp's meticulously clean operations crumbled under the ban. The backlash wasn't merely an echo, it amplified into a roar, shaking the foundations of the platform. Chris Hansen, the grizzled veteran host of To Catch a Predator, stepped into the fray, teasing his upcoming series as Hansen vs. Roblox. In September 2025, the first clips premiered, featuring anonymized reenactments of Schlepp's stings, blurred chats, and tense confrontations that laid bare the platform's blind spots. Hansen growled into the camera, "When platforms fail, who steps up?" Schlepp guested remotely, his face calm on the split screen.
"I go to cops first, always."
Roblox pushed back hard, insisting, "Vigilantism risks our users. Report to us first. Our AI scans billions of interactions daily." But the uproar took a toll. Shares tumbled 8 to 10% in the ensuing days, wiping out billions in market value as investors fretted over lawsuits and reputational damage. Schools activated across the country, launching Digital Safety Days, where principals name-dropped Schlepp as a cautionary beacon. One assembly in September even featured his Zoom cameo, his words cutting through the auditorium hush. "I was the target once. Spot the shifts before it's too late." On Discord, Alex types faster.
"Blue's my fave too. Send a pic of your setup. Mine's got LED lights. Cool, right?"
Lila snaps a quick selfie, her room, tablet in lap, face cropped safe. She hits send, a thrill bubbling. His reply, a wolf howling at a moon.
"You're pretty. Like, really pretty. Ever think about meeting cool friends in real life? I live near a few parks. I could show you some secret spots."
The words blur. Lila's stomach twists, a knot like wet rope. Parks? She's never left her server for the street.
Maybe.
She types, voice in her head, small. Another ping.
"Trust me, Luna Fox, it's what besties do. Oh, and here's 100 Robux for you."
The gift icon sparkles. She equips it, a new tail shimmering. But the rain outside hammers now, thunder rumbling distant. Mom's footsteps on the stairs. "Lila, lights out." She mutes the chat, heart pounding. Tomorrow, she thinks, just one more build. Ripples spread like unchecked code through the online world, carrying the story far and wide. Petitions demanding the reinstatement of Schlepp's accounts and stronger child safety measures gathered hundreds of thousands of signatures, with one prominent effort backed by U.S. Congressman Ro Khanna aiming for a million. Law firms stepped in pro bono to defend him, filing countersuits that framed Roblox's actions as retaliation against a survivor who had exposed deep-seated flaws in the platform's protections. Roblox yielded some ground in response to the mounting pressure. In early August 2025, they rolled out new open-source AI tools designed to flag early signs of grooming and child endangerment, alongside bolstered parental dashboards offering instant alerts and more visibility into young users' activities. The company touted these updates as earning KidSafe certified status, but critics saw them as mere patches on deeper wounds, questioning why Roblox had platformed predatory developers at events for years, only purging them after public exposures like Schlepp's. Chris Hansen's investigative series delved even deeper into the issues, with early clips and episodes featuring victim family interviews that highlighted the human cost of platform failures. In one poignant account from a lawsuit, a mother described how her young child was drawn in through innocent pet sims like Adopt Me, only for the interactions to escalate into harmful demands. Her suit joined a growing pile of legal actions that called out Discord's loose invite systems as enablers of off-platform grooming, amplifying calls for accountability. Behind the scenes, Schlepp offered advice to collaborators like Hansen, emphasizing the need to save kids from dangers before it's too late. The empire showed cracks under the strain. CEO Dave Baszucki weathered intense chants online to resign, with petitions calling for his removal racking up over 100,000 signatures and tens of thousands of likes on X posts echoing the sentiment. In response, Roblox bolstered its moderation team, though reports indicated they already employed around 1,800 human moderators working around the clock, relying heavily on AI to handle the platform's massive scale. Popular experiences like Meep City faced scrutiny too, with Roblox forcing the removal of features such as custom avatars, bios, and parties in August 2025 due to ongoing chat leaks and exploitation concerns that had plagued the game for years. Still, murmurs persisted in the community. Reports of map symbols slipping into merch designs like subtle ghosts, and predators simply alt-hopping to new accounts to evade bans. Schlepp remained resolute amid it all. In a September 2025 X post, he shared a graphic of pixelated handcuffs with the caption, "Six secured, more queued," signaling his unyielding commitment to the cause. His saga became a flare in the void, guiding guarded gazes towards safer digital horizons for the next generation. Morning light filters through Lila's curtains, chasing shadows. She wakes to her tablet's glow, unread messages from Alex.
"Missed you last night. Pick today. Or we meet soon."
The knot tightens. Heart thumping, she scrolls up. Something's off, like a block out of place. She screenshots, hands shaking, and tiptoes to Mom's room.
"Look,"
she whispers, screen extended. Mom's eyes widen, then steel. "We're reporting this now." A click. Roblox support ticket. Another. Discord block. By noon, authorities ping back. "We've got it." Shadow Builder 42 vanishes. Account dust. Lila, Luna Fox, returns to the server, but changed. She friends only verified kids now, chats public. Mom sits beside her evenings, a co-pilot in the code. The castle they half built, finished together, taller than before. No nightmares come. Just dreams of forts unbreachable, friends with faces like hers. As our whispers fade, dear listener, carry these threads into sleep. Roblox's garden blooms still, but now with thorns. Filters sharper, parents vigilant. Red flags now bring attention to sudden gifts, private polls, compliments too keen. Enable those settings. Chat off for under 13s, playtime limits, friend approvals. Teach the code, strangers stay in servers, not IRL. And if shadows stir, report loud like schlep. Schools echo it now. Assemblies with his name, a hero unbanned in hearts and accounts. Chris Hansen hunts on too, catching predators. Lawsuits loom, promising change. The hunt endures, lights piercing the code. Breathe deeply. Let the rain wash clean. The blocks settle soft. In every world, light finds the shadows. Sleep now, knowing the crusade whispers on. Good night.